This call is being recorded.
Keep on relaxing now. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax a little bit more. Let yourself go. 5. Four. Three. And go deeper and deeper. Two. And 1. Nice and relaxed. Letting go of the extremities of your body. Just letting it all go. Now put all of your attention at your heart center. Fourth chakra. Be aware of the other 6 chakras, the 3 below and the 3 above. Be aware of the colors of the chakras. From the bottom up, red, orange, yellow. Oh, and by the way, if you have trouble visualizing, don't worry about it. Everybody, or many people in the beginning, have trouble visualizing. You can think it. So if you can think it, it is so. So think red, think orange, think yellow, or if you can, visualize it. And the more you can visualize it, the greater your experience will be, the greater your ability to manifest will be. And then the 4th chakra, deep blue-green color of forest, the forest, healing green. And then the 5th chakra, sky blue, it's in your thyroid area, your throat. 6th chakra, the middle of the forehead, 3rd eye center. See that as purple. And then the 7th chakra, violet, gold, white. Whatever it is for you is fine. And now, as you're visualizing or knowing even better your 7 chakra centers, allow yourself to float above your chakra centers, or rather, your consciousness float above, and call to that guide or that one that is so near and dear to you. Whatever would be your ideal, not your idol, but your ideal, whatever that might be. For some, it would be Yeshua. For others, it might be the Buddha. Whatever it might be for you, Archangel Michael, call upon that one to come to you and float above you, and your consciousness above you as well. In other words, you are out of your body. If you have difficulty leaving your body, then literally be your consciousness in your middle of your forehead. See the third eye there from inside of you. And then simply go out through that window, out through that eye or the doorway, whatever you want to see it as. But go out of it and then be above your body, looking down so that you can look down at the top of your head. And there be joined by that one that is your ideal in life, whatever that might be. Because as that ideal is going to call up the energies from deep within you, from all the way down to your first chakra, the energies there. It is known as the Kundalini energy. And see the Kundalini energy now beginning to rise from that first chakra center. You can see it as an energy. You can see it as a snake if you wish. For that is many times how it is visualized, how it is seen, how it is recognized. And see it moving up around, 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 coming up from the first chakra, as if it was rising up a rod that was connected between all seven chakras, and circling around that rod, moving up into the second chakra, which is the water chakra. So the first is earth, the second is water. See it rising up, circling around as the caduceus to the third chakra. And if you can, feel the energy moving up. But know that although Kundalini energy is very dangerous, this is one way that you can safely raise it with the ideal in your life, calling it up. So first chakra, second, third, rising upward. Feel it in your spinal column now, the energies. If you do not feel it, do not be concerned about it. But know that it is rising. Know that you are calling it, you are awakening it. It is awakening from its slumber of many, many lifetimes, most of you. Many of you have not called this energy up for a very long time. But now is the time. Now is the time to bring the energies forward, to rise, raise them. Up into the fourth chakra. Feel it moving into your heart center, opening your heart center. Energies exploding into your heart center. There you can see the bouquet of roses that has been spoken of in many of these sessions. Cascading roses because of this energy. Higher and higher now, moving up into the high heart center. And a doorway opening to your high heart center and letting this energy, this serpent, circle around into your high heart center. Many will be opening this high heart center for the first time in many, many lifetimes. Now, once it has moved into the fourth chakra, and again, do not be concerned if you do not feel the energies moving. Visualize them. And if you can, if you cannot visualize, then think it so. Think that it is in your fourth chakra and what that would be like. And let it continue to come up. Now into the fifth chakra, into your throat area, your speech center, your will center. Feel your will now giving over to the source within you, giving over to the higher self. Not my will, Father, but thine shall be done. Let it move through there. Feel it moving, opening your throat, opening the speech center, where you speak forth the words that I am that I am. Let it continue to move up through that center and then all the way up into your sixth chakra, your third eye. And as it moves into your third eye, see that eye growing, expanding. Feel it becoming more than what it has been. And know that here, connected with your heart center, your high heart center, and this sixth chakra center is a gateway. And it is a gateway that has been especially open now because of the energies coming into the planet, because of the lion's gate opening here. This is a special time. Feel the energies now rising, moving into that area. Expanding the eye. And as the energies are coming into this chakra, flooding into this chakra, to the point where it is expanding beyond, and the energies cannot be held here now, and they need to explode out from this center now. Feel the explosion of colors, the explosion of light. See it, know it. This is an expansion that has not happened in ages for you. But it is happening now, in this very now moment. You are expanding your third eye. You are exploding your sixth chakra. And as this explosion continues to happen, as the energies, the light explodes outward. See it exploding out from your third eye into the area around you, around your physical body. Feel how strong these energies are and how your mind now is expanding. You are moving toward enlightenment. Your mind is expanding. The light is exploding. And then see the arc from your sixth chakra exploding into your seventh chakra now, filling your seventh chakra with light, with energy, filling it to overflowing. And your seventh chakra, your crown chakra, expanding, exploding also, the light, and the light shooting out from all areas of your chakra, your seventh chakra. As if you had a crown of light all around you. Thus being the halo that many have seen around those that have reached this stage. Continue to feel the energies exploding. And as they are exploding, and as your third eye center has opened to the point where it has not opened before, And if you are concerned about calcifying in your pineal gland, forget it. You are exploding that calcification that was there. It is no longer there. You can see beyond the physical world. You can see all that is not seen. But it is all there regardless, has always been there. You have just been clouded over. Your third eye has been clouded over and kept you from seeing. But now, look through your third eye and see interdimensionally. See all that it is beyond the physical, into the metaphysical, into the other dimensions. See the ships if you look out. And you can see not only here on the planet, but you can see all the way to the end of the solar system. If you want, you can see all the way out into the galaxy and beyond. You can see into the universe of On, which is this universe. You can see all. You can see the galactic central sun, where the energies, see the energies now around the galactic central sun, as if they are ready to explode as well. And exploding, they are beginning, becoming ready to do. And when this happens, that will be that pulse of energy that will come into the planet, come through the solar system, into the planet, and into all life forms here on the planet. You are the light, and you come from that which was before the light, and you are forever the light, the life, the love, the oneness, the source of all things. You are the one. Feel yourself now as the one. Feel yourself expanding and growing. Not your physical body, but your astral and etheric body. And for some, your light mental body, or even your causal body. Whatever comes to you, let it be you. Let yourself be all that you are, and all that is, and all that ever was. Because you are the connection. You are the connection to each and every one. And you are the connection to the universe. I am one with God and the universe. I am the universe. Say it to yourself now, within yourself. I am the universe. I am the expanded universe. I am all that is and all that ever was and all that ever will be. For I am that I am. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to drift back, come back from wherever you found yourself. Some of you are flitting about the solar system, shooting among the stars, out into the galaxy. You can see several of you doing this. That is wonderful. One of you sees yourself as a star. As you once were, a star. Come back now. Come back towards your physical body and allow yourself to merge back into your body. But always remember that feeling that you had, even if just for a moment, that feeling of a tremendous expansion. The same type of expansion that you can get when you use those mind-expanding drugs. You can do it without the use of those drugs, even though some of them are quite good. But allow yourself now to drift back toward your body, your consciousness coming back into your body, merging back in into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. My dear friends, it is wonderful to be with you, to be able to have and continue to have these experiences where we can connect, where we can communicate with you. We so long for those times where we can sit across from you. And yes, as we have said many times, break bread or other things. It does not have to be bread. Why is it always bread? Why is it always bread and we can break bread? Well, what if we don't want to break bread? What if we want to have a meal of some type? What if we want to have a little wine? What's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. Right?
What?
Can I have some wine with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. There are many of us that do that, you know. We like to party. We like to party a lot. Can you imagine what it would be like to be able to party whenever you want to and not have to worry about the hangover the next day? Imagine? You can drink if you want, but you don't have to worry about that. No more sickness. It's been so long, we can't even remember what that was like back then. But there were times, of course, when we had those experiences, drank a little bit too much. But we survived it. We are here. And you are here. And you have survived it. You have survived the energies that continue to come into the planet. Many of you, you are not only surviving it, but you are thriving with those energies. You understand the difference here? You are thriving mm-hmm. with the energies. The energies are changing you. They are changing your DNA. They are changing your pineal gland. They are opening up your heart center. They are raising your consciousness to levels that you have not seen or experienced in many of you thousands of years. But you have arrived. You have arrived at these moments, these times. And these are the times that you all have been waiting for. We bring you together like this in these group sessions, both here in person, what James likes to call live and in person, and those of you that are on the phone, which is almost the same as being here, if you allow it to be. Because if you would allow it, there is no difference here. There is no time and space. You can be here just as those that are here, if you believe it. And as always, if you believe it, you will see it. And if you believe it, people, and this is not only for these here that are here directly, but for those of you on the phone, if you believe it, toward the end of this weekend, we cannot tell you exactly when or how, but if you believe it, you will see it. You will see something, what you would consider miraculous. Some of you have already seen some things on the way here as we are finding it. You see those ships that you have taken pictures of, and some wonder, well, is this real or is this not real? Yes, it is real. You are seeing those things. But did you see anyone else looking out the window and seeing them in your planes? Did anyone else say, look at that, a ship? No, only you did. You took the pictures. You saw it because you have the eyes to see. But now, get that again now, but now you are going to see so much more if you allow it, if you believe it. The skies are going to open up to you, not only with ships, but with light, many different kinds of light you are going to begin to see. It may start in your dream state. It may move into your, what you call, daydreaming state, your visions. But one of these days, not far off, you will look up into the skies and the clouds will part and you will see light coming from the galactic central sun, light that others may not see. Others may look directly up there and see much of nothing, but you will see what is really there, the reality, because you are moving into a new reality. Or you can even look at it as an old reality for yourself. Because when you were in Lemuria, when you were in Atlantis, and when we say you, we're talking to everybody here. Everybody that is in this room, everybody that is on the phone, there is not a one of you that has not had these experiences from long ago. Otherwise, you would not be here. You would not be a part of this group, a part of Ancient Awakenings, because you have been called. We heard this earlier when you were speaking here about you were being guided here. You were being called. Yes, you were. We were calling you. Your guides were calling you. The archangels were calling you. You were called a long time ago. You answered the call. You volunteered to be a part of this expression. Of course, not knowing what you were getting into then, but you did anyway. And you came. And you experienced. And you raised the consciousness of a planet. Do you realize what you have done? Do you realize that you are raising the consciousness of a planet? When we are saying you, we are not just talking now about the collective you. We are talking about the collective you of this group. Please understand that. Understand your power now. This is not an ego statement. We are not trying to relate to your egos. Far from it that we would want to do that. But we are relating to your remembrances. Remember the power that you once had. We said earlier that one was a star, and remembered that that one was a star. What power does a star have? Think about that for a moment. The power of a star? And here you are as a human being here on this planet, and you think you have no power? You have the power of a star within you. Each of you do. That power center within each of you is the power of a star. Think about that. Just an atom that is in your bodies, all of you. The power center that created your body. That power center can power an entire city, an entire country, an entire planet. Can you imagine if those here on the planet would understand this and they could utilize that power center within even just one individual? There would be enough power to power the planet for centuries. The Matrix was not that far off. You see the movie? He even said to Neo, we are power cells, we are batteries. If you could utilize that power center, but forget about that. Think about the power that is within you and how you can utilize that power. You wondered earlier how those who could build the pyramids raised those rocks. They knew the power within them. You see, they utilized that power. They did it with their minds. And you also can do that. When you have created the heart-mind connection, and this is what the Lion's Gate, the energies, is all about now, connecting the heart and mind, the high heart with the third eye, and opening that center again, which you have now done. But it will only stay open if you keep it open. And you must do that yourselves. You must keep that center open. Keep utilizing it. Keep visualizing. And those of you that have trouble visualizing, just think. Think and know. Think and know. And it is so. You feel the power coming through here?
Mm-hmm.
You feel this? This is the energies that are here at this time. Here, with all of you here in this room, as well as all of you on the phone, you are creating tremendous energies. And tomorrow, and tomorrow evening, and moving on in through the weekend, there are going to be many here with you, many of us. Sananda, Ashtar will be here. The archangels will be here. Aramda will be here, etc. Saint Germain, certainly. Saint Germain is always where the party is. He's a party of that one.
Yeah, okay.
And we may even get a command performance from you know who here. He has not been with you for a little while here. He's been saving it up, he says. So we wait for the right time, and who knows? He may come in and go for it with you a little bit. But we always have to caution him, as you know. Most of you know, he tends to say things that he's not supposed to say yet. So we always have to, you know, bring him back from it. Pull him back sometimes. He does not want to give up too easily. He likes the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We are finished here. We can take questions if there are any questions, but as we understand it, with your system here, it may be difficult to ask your questions here in the room. So we can try it if you want, and if it works, great. If not, we can take questions from those on the phone, or we can just forget it for tonight if many of you are tired. Don't know why you would be tired, though. The energies are so strong here. You should be flying by now. Mm-hmm. You should be lifting up off your chairs. Anyone out there lifting up off their chairs?
I am.
Yes, good. Somebody said, I am. Yes, you are. How about out there in phone area, phone land? Anybody lifting up off their chairs? Hello, anyone out there? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Have we been talking to nobody out there? Are you muted? Anyone out there? Hello?
We're here.
Yes,
we're here.
There we are. Yes. Okay.
Hello, can you hear us?
Twice.
Anyone lifting off of their chairs out there?
Oh, yeah.
You cannot feel our body right now.
Was about to
feel
right
body.
Off the head, yeah.
Good. Good. Can you imagine what it would be like when you don't have to feel your body anymore? You can
have
your body, but you don't have to feel it.
That
means you don't have to feel the aches and pains that come along with it. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like floating.
Yes.
Believe it is
like floating.
Some of
that's
you will float.
Word.
Some
floating.
Of you will float.
Looking forward to that.
Yes,
yes you do.
I'm and floating right now.
I know.
Believe in
I
a scene.
I actually feel body much lighter since
there
I joined the group.
Like,
since I joined the group.
I've been floating all my life.
Okay.
Well, we have to ask you then, what were you on?
She's on leadership.
I've been on something.
Yep.
Or are we just floating on life? Life energy.
Yeah. Okay.
Life energy, people, is wonderful. The feeling of being alive. Think about it. There are souls upon souls upon souls that would give anything to be here in your bodies at this time to witness, to experience that which is going to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a front row seat.
Not only
a front row seat. You're the participants in this.
There you go. I'm on
stage,
baby.
You're like the players on the field. The fans are in the ships. The fans are in the ships up there watching the spectacle below them.
Okay.
Wow.
Are they drinking?
That's why we all volunteer to be here now.
Are they drinking?
And boy, do we laugh a lot.
Yeah, of course.
You're our cheerleaders.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Are your cheerleaders.
No,
we are your cheerleaders, and in some ways, we are your coaches as well.
Yeah. And thank you.
But
you are the players.
Hold, please. Let's keep speaking here. You are the players. You are the ones that are carrying the ball. You are the ones that must make the touchdown or the field goal or whatever you want to call it. We're taking these images from the James here. He likes sports, so we can use this. And you are the ones that either make it or break it. But you are the ones that are carrying the light. You are not only anchoring the light now, you are now carrying the light. You are not only the light workers now, you are the light carriers, the light warriors, as we like to say.
So be it.
You are the warriors of light. And you are bringing the light to the world. You this group and many other groups that are out there. And this meditation, this mass meditation that is coming on the Saturday here, the one that has been called for, you are going to participate in that meditation. It will be the evening session here. We will be conducting it and bringing you to the space where you can feel the energies coming from the galactic central sun. Now, please understand, we are not saying see them or visualize them. We are saying feel the energies. That is a difference here. That is what is hoped for Saturday night as part of what is going to be expressed here. Get ready.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
Yay.
Because the energies are coming. The storm is approaching.
Uh-huh. And we take you here.
And we are preparing a great celebration. We have been preparing a great celebration for a long time now. And just waiting for those of you, all of the invitees, to accept your invitation to the party. Shanti,
peace
be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. We love you. Much love. Much joy.
Thank you.
Much gratitude.
Thank you. Row, row, row.
Thank you.
Row, row, row your boat. Get me down.